I'm a man on a mission, yeah, this man's got a plan. Ever since I can remember, I've been a Florida Gator fan. You think I would have given up by now? No way. No
how. You're listening to Gatorators, the official podcast of Gatorade.com. I'm Joe Morgan.
And I'm Will Smith.
Welcome to the show. I think it's our 17th episode, so we're getting up there to 20.
You know what? We should do something special for number 20.
We should. We should actually probably do a good show for number 20.
Oh. I see.
All right. So, you know, have you missed football at all? I mean, most of our recent shows have been basketball strictly, and, you know, I mean, you know, it's a little sad.
Yeah. You know? I think my recent articles have shown how much I've missed football.
Yes. Will's actually doing a very good series of predictions for the, you know, Gator schedule next year. And we invite you to check all those out on Gatorade.com. And if you haven't read them yet, you have some catching up to do. He's already on week 5. And
yeah, right now I have the Gators at 4-1. I just
Don't tell him who.
I'm not gonna go into specifics, but Florida's at 4-1.
It's a good start for Will Muschamp.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're welcome to check out the articles. I hyperlink all the older articles and the newest ones at the end because I have a schedule written out. So right. It's pretty easy to look through.
All right. So for those of you who are starred for football, definitely encourage you to check that out. All right. So now we're moving on to basketball, the main thing for the Gators right now. So Florida, well, I mean, they were on a great streak until losing to Kentucky Saturday, 76-68 in Lexington. So, Will, what do you think of Florida basketball right now, just in general?
You know, despite the loss, I still think they've been playing fairly consistently. They had a, what was it, 6-game win streak against SEC teams, two of them coming against ranked opponents. Of course, Kentucky did fall a lot in the polls, but, you know, Lexington's a hard place to play in. Kentucky is known for its basketball, so, of course, okay. You know how in Ben Hill Griffin, no matter who you're playing, you show up. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it works with Kentucky basketball. You're going to show up, especially against a big team like Florida.
Right.
So, of course, they definitely had some home advantage. That being said, Florida did have, you know, their ups and downs. Parsons only had 15 points. Kenny Bolton, you know, picked up a lot of slack that game, having 21. But
I'm surprised Alex Tyus had 9. He's been an offensive liability, just completely sloppy, just doesn't take good shots.
Tyus, in my opinion, has been pretty disappointing this year.
Yes, to say the least.
You know, he could be so much better, but for some reason he's just not developing correctly. But you know, Kentucky came out and they played a really rough game. Darius Miller was on fire all night.
Yeah. They did a pretty good job of shutting down Brandon Knight. He's probably their best player, but you know,
he still scored 16 points.
Yeah, Miller burned them when they had Knight contained, so.
But you know, I don't feel bad right now. You know, Kentucky's a good team. Most likely, Florida will beat Alabama. And, you know, Vanderbilt's going to be a really interesting game. I've got them losing that one just because it's at Vanderbilt.
Right.
You know, they beat Vanderbilt and Kentucky at home, but, you know, going away is a little bit harder. But, yeah, that's pretty much how they've been recently.
Yeah, I've been encouraged by Florida's recent play as well. The Kentucky game was very sloppy, and I saw a lot of old Gators basketball, if you will, a lot of jacking up of shots. But then, you know, Kentucky just played great defense. You really got to hand it to them. Florida had really struggled to drive the lane. Kentucky did a good job of shutting them down the lane. Whenever they fed it to Macklin or Tyus, they would be stopped. And then, you know, Walker and Boynton would drive the lane. They get blocked a lot. So, I mean, it was great defense by Kentucky in that game. Obviously, improved since the last time we played them. You know, Kentucky, young and inexperienced, but they're slowly getting that back, and I think that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with in the SEC tournament and possibly beyond in the NCAA tournament. But Florida's been encouraging. Tyus has been horrible, as you heard me voice about it earlier. I've tweeted about Tyus a couple of times. It's just about he... I don't understand. You know, maybe when he cut his hair, kind of had a Samson effect,
right,
where he went from averaging 10 points a game to averaging 6 points a game. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tyus wasn't exactly setting the world on fire before, but now he's just downright pretty bad. Downright pretty bad. That's quite a contradiction when you think about it. But, yeah, anyway. Florida basketball, though, I mean, playing Alabama, I think they can win that game, especially at home, senior day, those emotions. You know, that Florida's played pretty well at home in this second half of the season. And in Vanderbilt, I probably see them losing that game, mainly because I still think Vanderbilt's the class of the SEC. Really like them going forward into the tournament. And, oh, by the way, Gatorade.com, we will be live blogging the Florida-Vanderbilt game. So we invite you to check that out. That'll be on March 5th at 6 p.m., which is a Saturday. So...
yeah.
Strap in. Okay. But anyway, moving on to our next topic. Chandler Parsons, deep thigh bruise, missed the LSU game, came back against Georgia and Kentucky. So, Will, what did you notice with the Gators without Parsons as opposed to when he came back? Like, what did you notice from that LSU game?
You know, they were pretty similar. You know, I was expecting the Gators to have a significant impact on the loss of Parsons. But from what I saw, they were pretty similar. What basically happened was the points were kind of really evenly spread out,
mm-hmm,
against LSU. Of course, you can't really see how much of an effect it would have because it was just one game really that he missed. In the Georgia game, you barely missed any time and he came back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Casey Prather didn't really, he only had 7 minutes of play. You know, he didn't get that much in the beginning with it. Chandler, in my opinion, might as well just have started that game. But, excuse me, it's pretty much been the same. It kind of builds my confidence a little bit in Florida to know that, you know, they can kind of hold their own without Chandler. As I'm sure that would also translate to them also being able to, like, hold on, you know, without any other of their key players like Kenny Blanton or Irving Walker. You know, as long as it's only one person that's injured, Florida will be fine.
I could do without Alex Tyus, I'll just say that right now.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's kind of scary thinking, you know, if Alex is the starter, how is, you know, whoever his backup's going
to
be?
No, time to throw Patrick Young into the fire. I think he can do it. But,
hey, yeah. Patrick Young had, you know, he's just as good as Alex, apparently.
Yeah, well, going off Parsons' absence and then his return, you know, Florida's kind of had a couple of deadbeat bigs and Tyus and Macklin this year. I mean, they've been good, but they just haven't quite really dominated the way. I mean, not really necessarily dominated, but they haven't really played up to the full level I would expect them to. So Parsons has kind of taken over the mantle as the team's dominant rebounder. But, I mean, against LSU, Florida out-rebounded the Tigers 41-29, so that rebound advantage was still there. But then again, we're talking LSU, not Kentucky or Vanderbilt, or even Georgia for that matter. So, I mean, it would have been interesting to see Florida possibly go against Georgia without Parsons, you know, which probably would have left them in trouble when you think about it, because Parsons had a huge game against Georgia as well, so with that late block and, of course, his rebounding and scoring efforts. So, you know, Florida's better with Parsons, and we'll just leave it at that. Well, I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
And hopefully he can... stay healthy, and that thigh doesn't bother him too much for Florida's sake. So, also, since our last show, Florida's clinched a share of the SEC East title, and ESPN projections had them as a number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. So, Will, what do you think of that projection?
I definitely see them being, you know, at the latest, because they always somehow find a way to win. I don't know how, but they always do. I could see them definitely being at least an Elite Eight. But I don't think them guarding third. That's like the farthest they can go.
At least the Elite Eight?
I'm sorry, at most the Elite Eight.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I
meant at most. But I think they can. That's the farthest they'll go. I think definitely the lowest they can go is definitely losing in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll probably make it a Sweet 16, is what I would guess. I don't really know where I am at predictions. You know, I think I'm at least like half and half. But, you know, I'm going to stick with Sweet 16. I think the seed would be a 3 seed, you know, is about right.
Mm-hmm.
And they can definitely win the SEC tournament if they play well.
Okay, well, personally, I believe this is a typical Billy Donovan team. You know, the championship year is excluded. Billy's teams have competed well in the SEC, finished first or second in the East, gone to the SEC tournament, performed well, made it to the semifinal and the final before losing, and then gone to the NCAA tournament and lost in the first or second round. And that's what I see with this team. I mean, they've played great basketball, especially recently, but I don't really see any flashes from them that make me think that they are a legitimate threat to win their region in the NCAA tournament. They're too streaky, honestly. There's not enough consistent dominant play from their big men down low. You depend on Parsons way too much. Parsons isn't selfish enough. Irving Walker and Kenny Boynton, they're great, talented players, but they don't really play to their strengths a lot. They jack up too many threes and don't drive the lane enough. The thing is Florida's very talented, and they have potential to go farther than the second round, but honestly, like, that is unrealized. I don't know if that's a fault on Billy Donovan's part coaching, or if it's just a fault on the players. Either way, I just really don't see this team doing much. They've had a good season, and I think their main goal should just be to win the SEC tournament, and that's it. If they win that, then that's a good season. I mean, that's a great season. I see them advancing to the final, and either losing to Vanderbilt or Kentucky, depending on how the seeding works out, and then advancing to the NCAA tournament as a 3 or 4, possibly 5 seed, I guess. And they'll probably be one of the 12-5 upsets, or if they end up winning, they'll probably lose. It's just, this team hasn't shown me that they're capable of reaching, doing great things. They've played well, but they haven't been setting the world on fire or anything. And let's face it, the SEC isn't exactly the most powerful conference in the country.
It's kind of fallen to the Big Ten and the ACC recently.
Right, the Big Ten is incredible. Like, I was watching Purdue-Ohio State last weekend, and that was such a good game until the very end, and then Purdue pulled away. But, wow, just, you know, Florida could not last on the same floor. Well, you saw from the Ohio State game earlier this year, but Florida could not last on the same floor as a major conference team, and I think that'll be their undoing in the tournament. So,
well, before we go any further, I would like to announce that, much like in our bowl predictions, we would also like to invite all our listeners to a March Madness bracket.
Yes.
Once they come out, I will be creating a group on ESPN again. And our standing still offers, during the bowl, me and Joe were first and second place.
Joe was first. Let's clear it up. Yeah, Joe was first. I won.
Technically, I would have been first if ESPN had chosen what I picked.
You're such a whiner. Okay. No.
I think everyone needs to know that in the Hawaii-Tulsa game, I clicked the Tulsa checkbox, and ESPN registered Hawaii, and I had a large amount of points that would have made me win. So...
Well, I clearly remember the scenario where you were like, how did I pick Tulsa? I want to pick Hawaii.
No, that never happened. You're lying.
Well, you know, it goes down in the history books as a W for Joe Morgan and L for Will Smith.
Okay, well. So,
years from now, the pundits won't forget your lame excuse.
That may be true, but I'm going to kick you in the rear in March Madness.
You probably will. My bracket. Okay. Okay, for the Gatorators listeners out there, I've only won a March Madness pool one time, and that was when Florida won the repeat national championship. And yes, it was quite a homer bracket, but a lot of people were predicting Florida that year, so, I mean.
Well, the point is that...
March Madness, Will will not win.
Anyway... for those of you who know, our prize last for the bowl predictions was a
spot in our newest promo.
Yes, a spot in our newest promo, as well as an extra gift that you will learn of if you win. It doesn't suck, I promise. It actually is a good gift, but it's better if it remains a surprise.
Oh, and by the way, this long-awaited promo that we keep talking about, haven't filmed yet, First of all, we apologize to anybody who's been looking forward to it. Yeah. Secondly, you'll be happy to know that we are actually filming it this week, and it will be online just in time for the University of Florida's spring break.
Very well.
So that's something to look forward to, you know. That's got to be exciting. We're going for an Academy Award nomination on this. Best live action short. I think we can do it.
Yeah.
Of course, like, when we win the Oscar, I'm going to be doing all the talking, and Will will just kind of sit there in the background and smile for the camera. Right, Will?
That'll probably be it.
All right, we are going way too far off of a tangent now, so we're going to go ahead and end the show. We'd like to thank you for listening, and be sure to keep going to Gatorade.com for updates. Oh, and also one more thing. We are very, very happy, by the way, with what we've seen so far from our new writers, Drew Pritchard and Eli Marger, and I please encourage you to check out their work on Gatorade.com, just as you would check out mine and Will's. Like the Facebook page, follow us all on Twitter. Thanks again for listening, and
go Gators! It's got a plan. Ever since I can remember, I've been a Florida Gator fan. You think I